neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Book of Names, Kitabe Asami. So now, as you see, Total Shah is informing us the father of Moshe Ben Shalom. What was his name? No, we don't know. We know, we don't know. No, we know this Shabbat. But in Sefer Shemot, in Parshat Shemot, doesn't say. Does it? Doesn't it? We don't know. How about the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu? We don't know. Doesn't say. What does it say? What was his mother's name?
No, it says it's
Yochel.
Where? No, it's this Shabbat. But Shemot doesn't say.
No, Shemot next one, but yeah.
Why? No, but Parashat Shemot, does it say?
No.
It doesn't say. What was the name of his sister?
Miriam?
We don't know.
We don't know.
No.
Does it say?
No. Isn't it in this parashat that said?
No, doesn't say. No, till Parashat Vayachel and so on. And it says, Vatitatzav Achoto Melachok. It says Achoto, right? So what was the name of the daughter of Paro?
Bat.
We don't know. It doesn't say.
It says
Bat Paro. So this book is called Sefer Shemot, names. So we don't know the Moshe Rabbeinu Harav Shalom father's name. We don't know his mother's name. We don't know his sister's name. So what? Should say no names, not names. No? The name doesn't match.
No, they say Ve'er Shemot Abayim. The name will come, Abayim.
I know, but all the characters are anonymous. There's no name is mentioned. You don't have the name of Moshe's father, Moshe's mother, Moshe's sister. You didn't pay attention?
When Moshe comes, we don't know who he is.
Say?
When Moshe comes, we don't know who he is.
No, we know, but the parasha that is called, the parasha of the name,
it doesn't say
the name. So what's the message here? How come, on the contrary, that the message of the name of the parasha is actually is contradicting because there's no name is mentioning. No, it's going to mention this Shabbat, Parashat Vayera, but in Sefer, in Parashat Shemot, that's the same. You don't have the name. So now,
they were forgotten.
Who was forgotten?
No,
Amram was the leader of the generation.
Amram?
Yes, that's why we see when. I'm sorry? No, Chas v'Shalom. No, don't say Lashon Hara. No, Chas v'Shalom. No, as a matter of fact, we see when he separated from his wife. So this is Vayelech Ish Mibet Levi. So what does Vayelech means? What does Vayelech? Should say he married a daughter from a family of Levi, no? What's a Vayelech? So you know what happened? You know what happened? So when he separated from his wife, because, see, it doesn't work, because if they bring children to this world, then Paro is after them. So he separated from his wife, so everybody followed. Everybody separated from his wife. And not only that, all the wives, they went to another city. Everybody. So that's why he says, Vayelech Ish Mibet Levi. He went to bring his wife from somewhere else, from another city. He had to take a train and, you know, there's a big... Yes, because they had to follow the leader, the Amram. So now here, you have to see what the depth of matter here is. This is Vayelech Ish Mibet Levi Ve'ikach Bat Mibet Levi. So now, what is Ish means?
Somebody important.
Somebody that is very, very is special. Yeah. So that's one message. And also, every morning we remind ourselves, Hashem Ish Milchama. He says, Hashem Ish Milchama. So here he says, Vayelech Ish Mibet Levi. And also in Azash, he says, Hashem Ish Milchama. So what does it mean? How come we have Ish and Bat. Shalom, Shalom, come to this Olam. And also, we have one of the titles that is given to Hashem is Ish. Why? Because here we learn that actually when he says Vayelech Ish Mibein Levi and doesn't mention the name of the parents of the Moshe, wants to teach us actually Hashem went to make this happen. So the reason that it's not mentioning the name of Abraham and Yocheved wants to teach us, give us the whole plan of Ribbono Shel Olam. And then you see, it says, Vatitatzav Achoto Merachok. So he says, Vatitatzav Miriam. The Aram says, Achoto. Miriam is your sister. So like the Mara, many times he says, Ki Achoti At. And he says, Merachok, from far. Do you remember any Merachok? Any other places in the Torah?
Akedah.
Oh, Chazaru Baruch. Who told you? What does he say, Akedah? So what does it mean? So that means Avraham Avinu noticed the Shekhinah from far. So now here it says Vatitatzav Achoto Merachok. The background here actually, who was after Moshe? Who?
Hashem.
Who? Hashem. Shekhinah was trying to make sure that he's safe. Not Moshe's sister. So that's why here doesn't mention the character's name. Because this is the whole plan of Ribbono Shel Olam Yishtabach Shmo Lo. So now here, when it says Parshat Shemot, what does it mean Parshat Shemot? But there's no name mentioned. What does it mean? What does it mean? Sometimes people, they feel, you know, what happened, such a guy that you never imagine your million years that, let's say, he become a president.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden, you see, who is this guy? Yeah, the parasha is teaching us that it's not that the characters that you feel, that this name, that name, they're running the show. There's no such a thing. Only the hand of Ribbono Shel Olam Yishtabach Shmo Lo. I mean, it's not that you feel, it's become so tangible. You say, wow, look at this. How you can do such a thing? How you can put it together? And that's what exactly the whole message here is. That Hasbi Shalom, you should not rely on people's, their position, their power, their name,
their money.
There's no such a thing. As we see here, that it's only and only is the decision of Ribbono Shel Olam, how things will come through. And that's why there's no name mentioned. But it's Atzav Achoto Merachot. The sister, the name is not mentioned. Why? Because Ribbono Shel Olam is watching what exactly has to take place. Parol had a daughter. What was her name? No. She had a Jewish name? What was her name?
Bat-Paro.
What was her name? Does it say in the Torah?
Bat-Paro.
So Bat-Paro, but what was her name?
We don't know.
He had many daughters.
No, this one that saved Moshe Rabbeinu. So Midrash explains, actually, the daughter of Pardo was given the name of Bat, the idol that they worshipped. So now, on the day that she came out, that the term that is used, that she wanted to convert, she wanted to give up every type of ideology of worshiping idols. And that's what the term that is used in the Torah. She wanted to clean herself up. So at that moment, she realized, oh, this thing needs help. What did she see? What did she see? No.
Basket.
She saw a basket. But a few days ago, she bought 100 baskets from Pier 1. Why does she need another basket? So now here we see when he says that she came to clean herself from Gilulei Aviha, from all these type of idol worshipping, she was able to see it. She realized there's something in it. And that's where the miracle took place. But the point of the matter here is, Ribbono Shel Olam said, you were given the name, the daughter of the idol. So now, I'm going to give you the name that you are my daughter. So that means Hashem converted her name from being the daughter of the idol. That's the name, the original name that was given. She was given the name Bat.
Yeah.
The name of Ribono Shel Olam.
She became Jewish also.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And not only that, it says Vatir Ehu. What does Rashi say? Rashi says Vatir Ehu. Rashi HaKadosh says she saw the Shekhinah with Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom in the mask. Can you imagine Egyptian idol worshiper princess be able to see the Shekhinah?
How did she have that
zechut? Because that was the hardest thing for her to do. Why? Because first of all, they were after Moshe. The whole Mitzrayim, they were after Moshe. She put herself in such a sakana, such a danger, to bring this boy that everyone was after. And when she brought him to the palace, what did she say? What was she saying? She was going against the decree of her father, her own father. You know what the sacrifice that is? And that's what she was merited to be able to see the Shekhinah. And given the name of daughter of Hashem. So HaKadosh brings every day, every single day, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom goes and greet Batya. And she has the highest chuppah in Gan Eden. And she comes and to greet Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom on a daily basis. And that's what exactly we see, that this name that is given to the Parashat Shemot actually is contradicting, because the name of Amram is not mentioned. Name of Yocheved is not mentioned. Name of Miriam is not mentioned. Ish, Bat, Achoto, Bat Paro. Why? Because this is only it's the hand of Ribono Shel Olam. Ish is Ribono Shel Olam. Hatzav Achoto Merachok is Vayar Et Hamakom. Merachok is Ribono Shel Olam. That's how he's watching, he's controlling. And he has everything under his control. It's under his supervision. And should never forget. Chas v'shalom, fear not. He made it happen. He can do it. It is in power. There's no such a thing at all. The only one that can make things happen is Ribono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shemo. Hashem Yizakenu, Bezat Hashem. We'll see Yeshuot Bekarov. Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koyel HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli. Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko. Koyel HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.